But what I'm going
to do
him.
Here is I'm going to play a hoax on number one by playing some sound effects here in the booth and let him think I'm outside. So hold on a second. Let me find those sound effects. Okay. Got that right there. Okay. Okay, I sure need an umbrella here in the booth, because the whole ceiling cracked open and it's freezing cold. Hey, number one, you picking me up? Sure is cold in here and I need an umbrella. Shoot, this isn't working. He's not picking me up at all. Stop that thing right there.
You know a lot about
okay.
My headphones popped out.
Well, number one, that's what happens.
Number two, I'm back on the air. Had a little mishap there. I don't know if you heard any of that.
Oh, yeah, I picked it up loud and clear. Hey, listen.
Funny thing is, I heard you and your predicament and out there, and I went to grab my umbrella, so hopefully I can get this parasol out to you. If one of the interns will rush on in here, we can get this out to you, and number one, we'll stay dry and unharmed out there in the remote treehouse booth, we like to call it.
Who are you sending out? You sending Steven and Thomas?
Hiroshi. Hiroshi's, well, he's teacher's pet this evening, so just go take this out to number two. You just push the button. Run this out.
I don't know if Hiroshi's up to the task. Hey, listen, number one, is there any way you could bring it over personally? And maybe bring the accounting abacus with you? And the missing black box from Commander Chuck Malarkey's missing? Well, I'm just waiting here in the rain in my studio. Everything's just about resting here, and oh well, he's just about here. Okay, thanks, sir, number one. I got the umbrella out here, and okay, he's leaving now. Yep, got the umbrella in place. I don't know if you guys can hear that. I don't have a condenser microphone, so it may be difficult to pick up the subtle sounds of an umbrella. But yes, sure enough, I am underneath here, and I'm deflecting those raindrops. And, it sure makes a difference. Oh, hey, now, number one, you cut a hole in the umbrella. Sure is a funny one there, unless I broke it myself. I think you did that on purpose. Things are getting worse here. Yep. Yes. Trying to stretch this out. Oh, boy. Oh, God, that's not rain, it's blood. But you know, it ain't bad for my skin. Folks, Shirley and Spinoza invites you to order some new Shirley and Spinoza Blood Bath. Now, Blood Bath is not only good for your skin, but it's good for your hair, too. And there's one other thing it's good for. It's the hair on your skin. So buy Shirley and Spinoza Blood Bath now by ordering from radio@compound-i.org. Oh, don't be alarmed, folks. It's just Shirley and Spinoza Blood Bath. It may look like a horrifying mess, but it's fine and safe and even good for you.
Guess what? You're listening to Shirley and Spinoza Internet Radio.
Well, that certainly is a more exciting way to say it, isn't it?
Guess what? You're listening to Shirley and Spinoza.